You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Justice Department whistleblowers have raised concerns over the FBI's handling of Hunter Biden's investigation. Allegations include claim that disparaging evidence related to President Biden's son was labeled as misinformation.
We already knew that.
But yeah.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Here's the reason biblically why I believe Christians ought to be boycotting Target.
I recognized yesterday a post that was hurtful to the Pride community.
What's wrong?
He caved.
Mr. Costa, what grade would you give President Biden's administration?
F. It's
just fun. Thanks for blowing me up.
I know, but I have a question for you. What's your favorite Beyonce song?
Yeah, there's too many to list on camera.
Smart answer. Smart answer.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242-919 says carpool lanes will be for EVs only. Probably. Whatever your worst nightmare is about any issue, it's probably going to come to pass if the Democrats remain in power. 781, I'm convinced the people who are pushing for electric cars have stocks in these companies or side hustles like Hunter. They see dollar signs and care less about the future. It's China, you know? I mean, look at what the laptop says, where the money was coming from. It was coming from China. China's making all these batteries. China's making all these solar panels. China's making all the turbines for the wind mills. You know, this is all about China, and the Chinese products are being imported by Democrat bundlers, and they're getting tax write-offs from. So we're subsidizing all this stuff. Because it can't compete in a free marketplace. It's just such a mess. 8-4, it's slow motion destruction of our society. 844-500-4242. It's like in the early Middle Ages, you know. I mean, the descendants of the Goths and the Vandals and the Alans and the Huns that had invaded the Roman Empire, they'd look around at the ruins and they'd just say, what the hell? How'd they build these things? How'd they build those aqueducts? They had no idea, right? I mean, we're going down the same path. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
So Chris Christie thinks the scales will be tipped his way this time, huh? Bad chance of that.
Yeah, I agree. He's got a fat chance of winning the Republican nomination, let alone being elected president.
Tucker Taylor, or as some people refer to him, Commie Cormier, continues to build up Ron DeSanctimonious while criticizing your favorite president. No wonder they chased him out of northern Maine like the low-rent lounge lizard loser he is. Pathetic.
What's he talking about, Taylor?
You know, I haven't the foggiest idea.
Chased you out of Maine?
I went to school in Bangor for a little while, yeah.
You did? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I thought you lived in Maine for 2 years.
I thought you went to Bridgewater State.
I transferred out of Maine to Bridgewater.
What'd you go? You to Husson?
Yes, New England School of Communications, Husson University.
Oh, I did not know that. Okay. So you're a Flatlander. Come up to torment us.
Suppose, yes.
Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. How could someone on the chump line know that and I not know that?
You have my resume on file somewhere, don't you?
You think I asked people where they went to college? I learned that a long time ago. I don't care.
That's why you don't know. But now you know.
Chris Christie, huh? What's his platform? Krispy Kreme, the drive-thru, and appearing at a buffet near you?
I only have one correction to make. Appearing at an all-you-can-eat buffet near you.
I agree with James Comey. The FBI is not a leftist cabal. It's an East German-style secret police cabal.
Stasi was the word I used in my column today. I like Stasi.
If Anheuser-Busch-Cheney wants a new saleswoman, they could ask Lizzo Warren for help. She certainly has practice trying to convince her husband to have one.
He wanted to have one. He just wasn't familiar with the fact that when you're dealing with a long neck bottle, you need an opener. What's known as, what used to be known colloquially as a church key.
With Chris Christie entering the race, he's going to dominate the debates. There won't be any room on stage for anybody else.
I'm telling you, they're reinforcing the floors at the Red Arrow Diner in Manchester. Officer Mark saw the construction crews moving in this afternoon.
I have a perfect example of the totally obscene. It's a debate between Plugs Di-Fi and the Botox Queen. The level of inanity would border on insanity, and soon the men with the nets would have to intervene.
Yeah, Bobby Kennedy Jr. and Marianne Williamson can talk until the end of time, and they'll never get Joe Biden onto a debate stage. And if he is, by some strange quirk of fate, nominated again by the Democrats, there's no way he'll ever debate anybody. He's pitiful. Did you see the number? There's another poll out today. 36 of the they surveyed Democrats. 36% want Biden to be the nominee. 58% want anybody else. Anybody else? I mean, he makes Lyndon Johnson look like Landslide Lyndon, as his wry nickname used to be in Texas.
Say, Ed, have you seen the details of this debt ceiling deal?
Yes, sir.
It's so bad that it's actually spelled D-I-E-H-L.
Meaning it's really deep in the red. Deep, deep, deep in the red.
I think it's pretty clear that KJP is clearly a clear liar. Clearly.
Yeah, we'll play that cut again one more time, but after the chump line.
Hey, Howie, you still seeing giant rabbits in the neighborhood?
I just said I walk Roscoe, and there are these huge rabbits. They are huge. I mean, they're not Harvey style rabbits, but they're very large rabbits. And he's finally noticed them a couple of times. He hasn't taken off after them though, but which is just as well. But I'm glad he can at least see them or smell them as they hop by him.
A recent meeting at a major New Hampshire food distributor. All right, everybody. We need to double up our food order. Christie's going to be in New Hampshire a while.
You know, I don't really think they need to go, you know, all hands on deck. You know, the produce department's not going to have too much extra work. It's the, you know, the chicken tenders, pizza, donuts, potato chips. That's where the greater demand is going to be.
I just want to be very clear. No member of the Kennedy family ever, ever, ever left the scene of a car crash that was above sea level.
I stand corrected.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Each weekday, the Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second Chump Line of the day, we have one. It's where we place the messages that we didn't have room or time for just now. It's called Chop Chumps. Chop Chumps is the second Chump Line of the day, and it's posted every evening around weekdays around 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Chop Chumps. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie.
Hey, Howie, you still seeing giant rabbits in the neighborhood?
Ask Roscoe. He'll tell you how big they are. All right. It's almost time for Father's Day, and you know what dads love. They love steaks, and the best steaks of anywhere are Omaha steaks. They are delivered right to your doors and your front door, whatever, your driveway. And they're just a great, great product. They have all kinds of steaks, the steaks you can only get at steak houses or at butcher shops, as well as the standard steaks like filet mignon. They have bacon-wrapped filet mignon. I love the burgers. The Burger Perfection flights are amazing. They have great hot dogs. They have fantastic chicken, salmon, sides of potatoes, desserts. It's just great. Everything is great. Am I right, Taylor?
Everything, even including the fish, which obviously is not steak. You wouldn't think that they'd be known for salmon, but it is fantastic. It comes pre-seasoned. You don't have to do anything to it. Just slap it on the grill, on the skillet, whatever you have, and it comes out perfect every time. Amazing.
It's just a fantastic product, Omaha Steaks. Father's Day is right around the corner. Perfect time to get dear old dad what he really wants. Omaha Steaks. Perfectly aged, always tender, guaranteed delicious. The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face this summer with hand-selected packages. Head over to omahasteaks.com, use promo code Howie at checkout, and get $30 off your qualifying order. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, fork tender, bacon-wrapped filet mignons, they're great, and other gourmet grillables like the Airbone Boneless Chicken Breast Burgers, Jumbo Franks, many more favorites. The delicious caramel apple tartlets, all of the packages come with those. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Go to omahasteaks.com, use code Howie at checkout, and get $30 off an unforgettable gift that is guaranteed to make Dad's day. Because if there's one thing we know, it's that dads want steak. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code Howie at checkout. Minimum order is required. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. He's Howie Carr, and he's back.
.603 says, let up on Christy. He gave us Christopher Ray, didn't he? Oops, what was I thinking? You know, if Christopher Ray, when he was his attorney on the Bridgegate thing, when they shut down the George Washington Bridge, remember that? They were closing in on Christy. And apparently he hired Ray as his lawyer, and he never even got indicted. Some of his, a couple of his associates, a woman that he supposedly once threw a bottle of water at. Maybe he wanted a bottle of Coke instead of the water because it had more calories or sugar. But he threw the bottle of water at her, and then some gay guy, they were convicted. I don't know if they were sent to prison or just given probation, but if Christopher Ray had allowed him to be indicted, we wouldn't have had to put up with any of this BS. But you have a lot to answer for Christopher Ray, Mr. Krispy Kreme Christie. All right. Looking for the premium audio at a better price? Check out Raycon wireless earbuds. You get quality sound and essential smart tech listening features for way less than the other big name tech brands. Get 15% off today at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is James Comey says the FBI is not a leftist cabal. Do you agree?
No.
98% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. We're going to try to get the audio of a reporter today asked KJP and Kirby. They brought in Kirby because the Chinese are screwing around with American aircraft. Plus, it's just kind of a serious day, and he's there. I mean, he's a clown, but he's not like a world-class clown like KJP. So they bring him in on the semi-serious days. And they asked about the we got the sound cut. This is
in the middle of this. There was a Harvard Harris poll this month that found that 53% of the public, including a fourth of Democrats, believe, quote, Joe Biden was involved with his son in an illegal influence peddling scheme. There's, of course, evidence that the president interacted with his relatives, associates from China, Mexico, Kazakhstan, Russia, and Ukraine. So what do you say to the majority of Americans who believe that the president is himself corrupt?
Wow, Jesus.
Can I take that question?
The president has spoken to this. The president has spoken to this, and there's nothing to these claims.
It's Russian disinformation. The president has spoken to this claim. Don't you remember the damn debate? 51 intelligence agents, all of them registered Democrats, said that bore all the trademarks of Russian disinformation.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
And we're going to put it back into operation in November 2024 at the very latest. And if necessary, we'll have it in operation against Bobby Kennedy Jr. in February of next year. Oh, man. So this is KJP yesterday. And again, I want to be very clear that we are playing this for the second time today. Clearly, This is a sound cut of great clarity that deserves to be clearly and very clearly heard by everyone in the audience. Cut one.
Targets in Moscow.
So look, I'm going to be very clear. We're gathering information. I'm not going to get into hypotheticals from here. We do not support the use of U.S.-made equipment being used for attacks inside of Russia. We've been very clear about that, and we'll continue to do that. And we have been clear, not just publicly, but privately, clearly with the Ukrainians, but not going to get into hypotheticals. We're going to look into gather information to see exactly what happened so we can get some clarity. But as I said, we've been very clear. Go ahead.
So let me get this straight, KJP. You are opposed to the use of U.S.-made equipment being used. Have I got that clearly enough, or have I got that very clearly enough? 844-500-4242. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. And, hey, did Grace have a boy or a girl? Do we know yet?
Well, we don't know. We haven't heard, but she's going to have a girl. They had the ultrasound, so she knows it's going to be a female. Apparently the person doing the scan was a biologist and was able to identify the gender of the child.
That's awesome. Hey, Howie, I just want to throw this out there. The Chris Christie, I've been a plumber for 34 years. I saw that picture of him on the beach in New Jersey when he shut the beaches down.
Right.
When he bent over, he had a plumber's crack like there's no tomorrow, but he's not a plumber. So can I sue him?
Do you remember that picture? He looked like what, you know, again, all these whales are being beached as they put in these ocean windmills. And he looked like one of those whales that's washing up on the Jersey shore, you know? And That beach was shut down, you may recall. There was some kind of budget dispute with the legislature, so the whole beach was shut down. So Chris decided to just, hey, it was a great opportunity to have some private time with his family at the beach. And I'm sure they probably sent out to the Meadowlands to get some cold cuts, a few plates of cold cuts sent over, like it was a game day in the fall for the NFL, for the Giants or the Jets. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Here's the latest on the DOJ. It's not the DOJ and the FBI are not a leftist cabal. We have that from James Comey on the record, the guy who forgot 243 times when he was asked questions by Congress under oath. Republicans are crying foul following news of Brandon's Justice Department targeting West Virginia Governor Jim Justice's family. I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fact that he's 14 points ahead of Manchin in the most recent polls in West Virginia. Justice is the latest Republican to experience political targeting, this according to Breitbart, from Biden's DOJ, as it has filed a civil complaint against his family's coal empire over a dozen coal businesses run or owned by his son, Jay Justice, citing, quote, repeated violations of the laws and recovering what the Assistant Attorney General of the DOJ, et cetera, described as penalties they owe as a result of these violations. It's funny how that works, isn't it? Again, Manchin goes out to Iowa and is mentioned as not a Democrat, but as a third party candidate who would probably draw predominantly Democrat votes. And all of a sudden, they put into this debt ceiling bill a pipeline that had previously been stalled for Manchin's behalf. This is like 2 weeks after Manchin goes to Iowa. And now they're targeting Jim Justice, the former governor who's running for the Senate. And by the way, he used to be a Democrat. Do you think if Jim Justice were still a Democrat that the DOJ would be going after him for these civil violations? That's a rhetorical question, of course. 844-500-4242. The texters are saying, Howie, don't you mean Grace's baby was assigned a gender before birth? Yes. I just want to find out who made all these assignments. Someone's really busy. All the births around the world. Is there a department of assignments for every country or every continent? Gender assignment. And then you have surgery, and you chop off your private parts, and they called it gender affirmation. It doesn't seem like affirmation to me to get a castration, emasculation, hysterectomy, mastectomy. These are new synonyms for affirmation. Normally, in the old days, you'd be accused of living in a barbaric society like the empires, where they would cut off. Well, you know what I'm saying. 844-500-4242. Kathleen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Howie,
yes.
This is my theory. A lot of people were duped in 2020, right? Well, you don't have to say yes or no, but they were duped into voting for this nice guy, Joe Biden, who ended up being deep state. And I fear that what's going to happen, the same playbook by the deep state is going to be used again in the candidates for the Republican and the Democrat. I think they are going to push for, I think they're controlling Ron DeSantis, the deep state, and I think they're going to want to get him in there as a candidate. He will run against Joe Biden, and he will obviously beat Joe Biden, and they will be able to bring in their deep state agenda and finish off the global reset.
I don't know. I've heard that theory, but I'm not buying that DeSantis. I think DeSantis is definitely more establishment than Donald Trump, but I don't think he's controlled by the deep state. I mean, the liberal media is going nuts right now about Ron DeSantis. They're calling him a tin pot Mussolini, and I mean they don't even know who Mussolini was, but they got that. It came in on the play. That was the talking points for the day. Mussolini. Tomorrow it'll be Pol Pot or, somebody else. And but I've wondered, though, what if it were Bobby Kennedy Jr. versus DeSantis? Who would the deep state go with? Who would they feel? I mean, I don't think that's very likely to happen. It's a real long shot that those two would be the finalists. But suppose it was. I mean, who would the deep state fear more? Bobby Kennedy Jr. Or Ron DeSantis? I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not sure. They don't like Republicans, period. I mean, it's all part of the party. In the Soviet Union, you had to be a communist to get anywhere, right? You couldn't be a Menshevik, or they killed all the Mensheviks, after the Russian Revolution. You had to be a communist. But Bobby Kennedy seems to have gone off the reservation big time. 844-500-4242-603. I like the term gender assignment. It's like it's some kind of classroom project. It's like being assigned to the home room. It's your home room. Did you get assigned to the ladies' room or the men's room? 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, how dare you identify Grace's child as a girl before they have had a chance to self-fight? You're right, Limerick guy. We don't even know what their pronouns are. 844-500-4242. Okay, so there is an update here on Christopher Wray and James Comer, the Republican congressman and chairman of the House Oversight Committee. Christopher Wray offered today to allow House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer to privately review an informant file alleging President Biden was involved in bribery, as a top White House spokesman insisted there was nothing to the corruption claims. You say what you will about Richard Nixon, at least he went out and personally said, I am not a crook. The American people deserve to know that their president is not a crook. Whereas he just has KJP go on and say, Jesus! I think I prefer Nixon's denial. A source familiar with Ray's early afternoon call with Comer and Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa told the Post that the FBI chief confirmed the existence of an FD-1023 informant file from June 2020 accusing Biden of bribery, and offered Comer and ranking member Jamie Raskin quote-unquote in-camera review of the document. The FBI had refused to share the document following a legally binding May 3rd subpoena from Comer. Comer issued a statement today. FBI Director Wray confirmed the existence of the FD-1023 alleging Biden engaged in a criminal bribery scheme with a foreign national. However, Director Wray did not commit to producing the document subpoenaed by the House Oversight Committee. Again, go back in a time machine to Watergate, and if this were happening, if the FBI had a document saying that Nixon had taken $5 million in payoffs from anybody, from any foreign nationals. And Hoover died before, just a couple months before Watergate. But L. Patrick Gray refused to turn it over to Senator Sam Ervin because he was running the Watergate committee. There would have been an uprising. Director Wray, after a month of refusing to even acknowledge that the form existed, has offered to allow us to see the documents in person at FBI headquarters, we have been clear that anything short of producing these documents to the House Oversight Committee is not in compliance with the subpoena, Comer continued. If the FBI fails to hand over the FD-1023 form as required by the subpoena, the House Oversight Committee will begin contempt of Congress proceedings. And then I like this part of it. While the FBI has apparently leaked classified information to the news media in recent weeks, how about recent years? Jeopardizing its own human sources, it continues to treat Congress like second-class citizens by refusing to provide a specific unclassified document. This is Grassley saying this. Director Wray confirmed what my whistleblowers have told me pursuant to legally protected disclosures. The FBI-generated document is real, but the Bureau has yet to provide it to Congress in defiance of a legitimate congressional subpoena. This failure comes with consequences. Unfortunately, I don't think it does. That's the problem. 844-500-4242. Ann, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ann.
Hi, Howie. I read that in February, George Soros was backing DeSantis with the end goal of...
Yeah, I don't think that's true. Ann, I don't think that's true. I think they picked a few words out of context. I know that conspiracy theory is being peddled big time on the internet, but I don't think it's really true. He's got a lot of support from billionaires. There's no question about that. And a lot of the people that have moved down to Florida, like Griffin from Chicago, I think he runs something called Citadel, hedge fund. Yeah, they're all backing DeSantis, but there's a big difference between guys like Griffin and people like George Soros, Annie.
Well, I'm glad you informed me because I was wrong. And also, what do you think about the Democratic convention in Chicago and Biden the placeholder and then Michelle Obama is put up there and Oprah Winfrey has taken
Feinstein's seat? Feinstein, yeah. I don't know. You know, I just don't think Michelle Obama's interested in it. I mean, I hope and pray she's not interested in it because she would be hard to beat. They would, oh God, they would fall into line behind her so quickly. But you know, she's got a pretty easy life. I don't think she has much interest in becoming the president, even if it's just a figurehead like Brandon is. You know. I don't know. I think though that they've got a lot more problems than they realize, and you know, the fact that that so many people say they don't want Biden. I mean, a lot of those people are going to, they may not, you know, think about Bobby Kennedy Jr. right now, but they're going to, a lot of them are going to go out to the polls and they're going to have to vote for somebody. And that's a familiar name. And he's talking the talk, you know, civil liberties. I mean, at least they got to be at least a few Democrats that still care about civil liberties. I hope. At least a few Democrats don't want to get us into World War III. I hope. I mean, I know they're deranged, but you know, I think there's a lane open. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. And the fact that when was the last time we had any new Biden cuts? He's not around, is he? Taylor, the only time we've gotten him recently is he's been walking between one place to another, right? And he just, and you know, there's all kinds of ambient noise.
Yeah,
it's just all this noise. I mean, you can barely even hear him. And then he's just kind of, you know, doing the Grandpa Simpson routine with the reporters. And, you know, he makes no sense. His spokesmen make no sense. The vice president is non compos mentis. Fetterman and Feinstein, what, are they going to speak for him? It's pitiful. It's pitiful. 844-500, unless you're Chinese. Big banks collapsed. The national debt hit the ceiling. Consumer debt skyrocketed, all thanks to decades-high inflation caused by President Joe Biden's careless money spending spree. Consumer costs have surged nearly 10%. The sharpest spike seen in four decades, and American taxpayers are paying the price. I know the future of Biden's America looks bleak, but there is hope. Gold is shielded from inflation and maintains its value amidst economic chaos. Call Monetary Gold at 800-267-6500 to receive our free protection guide. Gold is one of the longest standing inflation hedges since the dawn of human history. When the value of the dollar plummets due to inflation, the value of gold rises. Learn how to protect your retirement from runaway inflation. Call now before it's too late. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
I wonder if they really have it. I'm still perplexed by that. I go back and forth on it, whether they really have the document. I tend to think they wouldn't have gone into such detail when they first asked for the document if they didn't have it. You know, sometimes as a reporter, I've had a document and I've asked them to release the document. I'm just holding it in my hand. And I just, because I have to protect myself, you know, from a lawsuit, or mainly from a lawsuit against the people who are mentioned in the report. And I think these guys don't particularly want to be dragged through the coals, even though again, Comer and Grassley and Johnson and Jordan, they're doing the Lord's work, but they still, there's only so much, you know, BS you could take. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie, you said the word hope, because that's all we've got, because it's downright biblical. These people have completely given over to a depraved mind. They know not what they do, and they have gone completely mad. And I'm hoping that most of America can see this finally, because it's so out in the open. It's just, how can you deny that these people have really lost their minds?
Dave, it's out in the open, but no one's paying any attention to it. Is it on their Facebook news feed or Yahoo or MSN, any of these? I mean, they're not covering this stuff. You got to know where to look for it. I mean, it's not rocket science to find out what's going on, but they don't care. Thanks for the call, Dave. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
You know, Howie, I'm looking at this, the illegal immigration problem and immigration problem, Howie, and you know what? The truth of the matter is these are all going to be far-left voters, future voters, number one. The other thing is Cornball Kirby and KJP, I can't remember an administration ever lying this much, and it's just blatant, open lying. That's all they do.
Right.
The other thing is,
we've been negotiating for months, and then you play a sound cut, you know, with a, you know, a 10% of the time she said they weren't negotiating, and no one ever calls them out on it. And if you call them out on it, like that African guy did, he gets thrown out of the press corps, the press gallery at the White House.
Howie, and you know, and the other thing, Howie, too, is that, after all this time, the Justice Department, our justice system, I can't believe, it's just mind-boggling, mind-blowing, why Comey and Strzok and all these people weren't prosecuted.
I know. And how mind-blowing is it that he has the stones to go on national TV and say that, you know, if Trump is reelected, it will destroy the rule of law in the United States, because he's trying to scapegoat the FBI. I mean, if people come after you, you have the right. Forget, you know, the Constitution. You have the right as a human being to defend yourself, right? They were trying to frame this guy. They made up, they took the thing from Hillary Clinton. And again, it's in the Durham report that Brennan briefed all of these people. He briefed Obama, Biden, Comey, in August, that they were doing this to Trump, and they went ahead and pretended it was real, and they went into this secret court where there's no defense, there's no opposing counsel, and they sought out warrants to wiretap and surveil these people based on fake charges. It's amazing, and nobody cares. Nobody cares. Or nobody cares on their side. Thomas, very quickly, Thomas.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Hi, good.
Yeah, I'm a registered Democrat in Pennsylvania because I want my vote to count. I think I don't vote Democrat, but I think it squeaks through. I think it could probably get a Republican vote in there.
All right, we're running out of time, Thomas. I understand your theory. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back on Howie Carr.